As promised, here he is, the Hall of Famer, Michael Fabiano, right there on the set at the NFL Network, the Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. Lots of questions. I could probably do a half hour with you today, but you only have a couple of seconds, and I get it because, man, you got Romo back, you got Manziel starting, you got Osweiler in play, you got injuries all over the place. Let's start with Dallas. Tony Romo returning this week. What does this do to all the Cowboy targets, and are you picking up Romo in any leagues?
Yeah, sure. Romo should be owned in every league. I know he's not elite from a fantasy perspective, but I mean, he's not far off. He's always a top 10 fantasy quarterback, and the matchup is really good this week against Miami. They've struggled against quarterbacks, so if Romo's out there somehow, pick him up if you need a quarterback, because this is a guy who can help you over the next several weeks into your fantasy playoffs.
What are you thinking, what are you looking at when you see Johnny Football in Cleveland?
Not much. They're on a bye this week, so he's not going to be someone that I'm running to pick up off the waiver wire. And to be quite honest with you, even last week, he threw the ball over 40 times, and he still did a decent fantasy game. It wasn't great. So it's a deep position. Maybe he's a matchup-based starter in some deeper leagues, but I'm not real sold on him, especially because he's not really running. And if he's going to be a pocket passer, Johnny Manziel doesn't have a lot of value in fantasy.
Brock Osweiler.
Well, let's put it this way. He can't be worse than Peyton Manning, can he? I mean,
wow.
9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. I mean, listen, Peyton Manning is the greatest fantasy quarterback of all time. I'm not taking that away from him. He's been fantastic. If there's a Players Hall of Fame for fantasy football, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But what has he done since maybe week 12 or 13 of last year? The last four games of last year was terrible. He's had two decent games this year, and one of them was because of a good fourth quarter against Kansas City. And I mean, other than that, Brad, he's done nothing.
Right.
Osweiler will at least, you would think, be a little bit more accurate. Peyton Manning was throwing a lot of those flutter balls. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas were both targeted a lot, but when those targets are being thrown over your head, short of you or to the other team, it's not helping. So it'll be interesting because Chicago's defense is not the best in the in the NFL. Let's just put it that way. I'm not playing Brock Osweiler, but as a fantasy owner who might have DT or Sanders, assuming he's healthy enough to play, I feel a little bit more optimistic. Sounds strange, right? It sounds strange, but it's the fact of the matter here that Peyton Manning is no longer worth being on a fantasy roster. And I mean, I've said that for 4 weeks now.
Right, right. But I guess when I look at Osweiler, he has no running game either. That's one thing. When I look at Denver, they just haven't been able to run this year. And so, yeah, Peyton's been awful. So now you put Brock in there. It's not like Brock is going to get you yards for fantasy by scrambling. That's not what he is. He's just a big old horse out there. So I'm just not sure about Brock Osweiler when I add it all up.
Yeah, listen, again, I'm not picking him up off the waiver wire to play him. But Peyton Manning, listen, he was dreadful. I mean, he scored negative 6.6 fantasy points last week. Okay, I mean, that's bad. And I'm not even talking in real football terms. You know, what was his passer rating last year? His quarterback rating? He was terrible. So, listen, he's not going to be the quarterback the rest of the season, Osweiler, that is. I think they're going to bring Peyton Manning back once he's healthy enough to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the interim, I don't think change is a bad thing, again, if you're a fantasy owner with some of these Broncos receivers, because what you've gotten so far has been disappointing. And neither one of these guys is even in the top 15 in fantasy points among wide receivers, and Demaryius isn't even in the top 20.
No question.
And this is a guy you drafted in the second round, so who knows? We'll see what happens. But again, I don't see Osweiler being worse, because it's hard to be worse in the stat sheets than Manning's been for the first 10 weeks of this season.
Okay, where are you at? Michael Fabiano with us for a couple of minutes from the NFL Network. Where are you at on Julian Edelman and replacements there? I've got a lot of questions. I've got is Funchess at Carolina the guy to go to? I'm getting fans all over the place and throwing names, so I'm not going to throw them all at you, all these questions. Mm-hmm. Just where are you at on Edelman?
Well, clearly, Amendola is the first guy that you're going to consider. And unfortunately, if you didn't put in a claim for him last night, he's probably long gone. Kamar Aiken is someone that you can pick up. Dorial Green-Beckham is another player that you can pick up. I know Tavon Austin's available in a bunch of leagues, and he's playing Baltimore this week. They don't have a good pass defense. So there are some options out there, but you're not going to be able to replace Julian Edelman. That guy was too good. Even Amendola. If you think Amendola is going to put up Edelman numbers the rest of the season, I think you're crazy. But at least he is catching passes from Tom Brady, and that certainly helps his value.
The Carolina, I'll go back over to Carolina because I'm getting questions. I think it's more that fans are just looking this time of year with a team that's undefeated. Carolina's receivers for Cam Newton, and what do you make out of that group?
Well, is Greg Olsen considered a receiver?
He's the only guy
I would trust.
Right.
Funchess is worth a speculative ad. I don't know if I'm playing him. Cam has done it, with minimal weapons. Whether it's Ginn 1 week when he can catch a pass, or Funchess 1 week, or maybe Cotchery 1 week. It's mostly Olsen and the running game. And once Cam gets inside that red zone, especially near that goal line, he's in there. He's got 6 rushing touchdowns this year. And what he's done to me makes him more MVP worthy than Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's had great weapons around him, and he's got the genius, Bill Belichick, pulling the strings. So I just can't trust any of Carolina's wide receivers. Again, Funch is a speculative ad. Believe me, I've had Ginn on a couple of fantasy teams this year. And, 8 times out of 10, he's not putting up good numbers for you.
Michael Floyd, a healthy must-start now at this point. He hasn't been out here, but is he at that spot now because of the last couple of games?
He's been very good. His numbers have been excellent. And he certainly has taken over, it seems. I think John Brown, and you would probably know better than I would, but he can't be healthy. He can't be healthy because that guy is so good.
Yep.
Floyd, is he a must-start? Is he a top 30 wide receiver right now? Yeah, I certainly. He's put up great numbers. And Carson Palmer, I was afraid of Carson Palmer's matchup last week against Seattle a little bit, and he proved everyone wrong. I mean, this guy's a must-start every week. Cincinnati comes to town. I mean, maybe a little revenge on his mind, Brad. Against his old team, the Bengals, who drafted him, I believe, back in 2003. He's a guy you play every week now. He's become that good. And he has scored, 18-plus fantasy points in all but one of his home starts this year. So he's been good. Floyd Fitzgerald is reborn. The one question mark for me in Arizona right now is that running game. At some point, does Chris Johnson and his decreasing yards per carry average lose more work to a healthy Andre Ellington and an explosive-looking Andre Ellington? We'll see.
A couple other questions. I'll let you go. Bears running backs. When Forte returns, Jeremy Langford is going to be an impact guy, or is his touches going to be taken
away? I don't
think so. What do you think?
A lot of fantasy fans are hoping that Forte stays out and gets healthy, for a few more weeks, because Langford, as good as Forte is, has been better in the stat sheets. So I think Forte probably misses another game this week, or at least is maybe in a committee. But once Forte is healthy, I don't see how they don't put him back in a featured role. Maybe Langford puts a little bit of a bigger dent into his touches every week. But if you have a healthy Forte and a healthy Langford, I can't see Langford ever seeing more touches in a game than Forte. So enjoy Langford while it lasts, because he's been amazing in the last 2 weeks.
Ben Watson or Antonio Gates?
Oh, not even a question. Antonio Gates. Watson's on a bye this week, my friend.
Okay. And so from there, let's go into starts, sits this week.
Remember last week I told you to start Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah, this week don't play him. Yeah, not against the Panthers. Not on the road. I don't like the matchup for Jay Cutler against Denver. I think last week he got lucky. Zach Miller and Langford both make big plays that sort of inflated his stat line. I think bad Andy Dalton is back. Don't play him. Don't play Tannehill or Flacco. Quarterbacks I'm starting, Derek Carr. We talked about Carson Palmer. I like Romo. I like Matt Ryan this week as well. At the running back position, Lamar Miller is a guy that if you need a running back and you've got depth someplace else, trade for him now because his schedule is cake the rest of the season. I like Chris Ivory and Darren McFadden this week. Charcandrick West has become a virtual must-start. Guys with bad matchups, Justin Forsett, Doug Martin, Jeremy Hill, who's barely even a rosterable right now. If Eddie Lacy is back, I'm still not playing him this week because, he's a little heavy. He's in a committee, and he has been maybe the biggest bust in fantasy football this year, although there have been quite a few. And at wide receiver, Mike Evans is a must-start. So is Jarvis Landry. The Cowboys have really struggled against number one wide receivers this year. Sammy Watkins is a good play, as is Steve Johnson. Guys to consider benching, Randall Cobb.
I'm not considered benching Randall Cobb. I am benching Randall Cobb.
He's averaged fewer than 40 yards in his five career games against Minnesota. Jeremy Maclin's got a bad matchup. T.Y. Hilton's my boy, but boy, against Atlanta, that's a tough one with Matt Hasselbeck throwing him the football. And any Redskins wide receivers, especially DeSean Jackson, who could draw Josh Norman this weekend. And as a wide receiver, that is a statistical death sentence.
Appreciate your time and insight as always, Michael. Thanks.
All right, pal. Take care.